Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship. And if you're new to the program, this is a time to do healings. And the light beams will come through your monitor screen. We're going to activate one of them right now here. So if you're brand new to the program, go to Creation Lightship. Creation Lightship and click on it. You can pick today's day, which is Friday at 9 o'clock. And scroll down about an inch or so on your monitor screen. And you're going to see a light beam, so we're going to do an activation right now. Just kind of watch her. You're going to see her rays change on her forehead a little bit. You see her eyes become a little brighter. And her face may become more three-dimensional. So I'm going to put some music on as you listen to this here. And watch her. So just kind of sit back and relax. And we're going to do about a half a minute activation right now. And just kind of use your senses here. You may want to put your hand in front of the monitor screen about a foot back, moving it back and forth here. And she's getting fully activated, so it's feeling very nice. You're going to feel probably the room energy change where you are. And you may feel that heart-to-heart connection as she connects with you here. So I'm going to do a little change in format. I'm going to now put everybody back into current time. Normally we're not in present time. We could be ahead of time or behind time, future or past. And then we're going to do an entity clearing after this here. So here we go. So for those of you who are ahead of time, we're going to bring you back into the moment. So I'm going to go back, ahead of time 10 weeks. So we're going to bring you back from 10 weeks to 9 weeks right now. A light beam is helping to do this here. And from 9 to 8, wonderful. And from 8 to 7, you may feel your body changing frequencies here. 7 to 6, most people will start feeling more dense as you come back into present time. And 6 to 5th, and that's perfectly normal. And 5th to 4th, weeks ago. And 4 weeks to 3. And 3 to 2. And 2 to 1 week ago, and 1 week ago to right now. So for those of you who are in the future, you might just kind of note right now how your body feels, how this healing has worked for you. And you should feel like your consciousness is a lot more astute and that you feel a little tighter in your body. And now we're going to go for the people who are living in the past here with their consciousness. So again, same process. We're going to bring you back now from 10 weeks to 9, 9 to 8, and 8 to 7, and 7 to 6, 6 to 5, 5 to 4, 3 to 2, 2 to 4 to 3, 3 to 2, 2 to 1. There are some people there having trouble. Start over again with this one here. 10 to 9, 9 to 8, 8 to 7, 7 to 6. Now we'll concentrate. 6 to 5, that's better. 5 to 4, and 4 to 3, and 3 to 2, much better. 2 to 1, and 1 to current time. There we go. So let's put some music on here, continue the song, and just take a note on how your body feels here. You should feel a little more present with yourself. Okay, now we'll do an entity release. So we're going to start with your legs. Do both legs at one time. And clear away these energies that are attached to you. Entities are emotional bodies of people who passed on. And they need your life force energy to live on. So we're doing a clearing now. We're going to bring back more of your spirit into your body. And before it enters you, it'll be completely cleared and de-traumatized from the trauma, which is why it left you. Remember, your spirit does not live in judgment energy and physical pain or trauma. So at that point, you want to stay pretty much in the now if you can and not experience these other energies so you can stay in your body more. Okay, here you come on a count to 10 to invoke the energy in. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now we're going to work on your joints, hip sockets, pelvis area. So here we go. Clearing that out of entities. Here we go. And somebody out there has a stomach problem. I don't know who it is, so we'll just do some work, too, right now with maybe stomach, intestinal area, digestive tract. So just sit back and relax and just see if you can feel your body changing now as the entities are being released from you. And these are all on-planet energies. These are not extraterrestrial life forms that are brought to us by the dark side. These are actual energies that are created by the Earth Spirit to sample love, which is the emotional body, but it somehow changed the frequencies from when it first was created by the Earth Spirit, and now it's like a self-defense mechanism, and these bodies now need emotional energy to live on, and they live on your emotions, and that's they use your spirit energy to keep charged up. There we go. At some point, they probably won't be here any longer as the light chip has more control over this dimensional area here. I would probably speculate that the dark side has prevented these energies from going into and back to the Earth Spirit for cleansing. Okay, that feels very good. Okay, going to bring more of you into your body now. Here you go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now we're going to do the rest of your internal organs. So again, request healing if you need that right now. This is working with your spirit, so we're having your spirit come to different locations in your body now as you request that. Got to stay in your heart if you can. We'll be doing the mind-to-heart drop in about 5 minutes here. But if you've been on the show long enough, maybe you can do this yourself. So here we go. Bringing more of you into your body right now. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now we'll work with your shoulders, rotator cuffs, elbows, wrist, fingers, going down to the tip of your fingertips, and releasing energies from there. There we go. If you have any pain in your body also, you want to have that released. Entities could be attached to the energy also, so definitely just keep requesting healings. Remember, the light only works in the now. Anything that is not in the now is not of the light. Predictions, prophecies, all that is the dark side script, and people are reading that energy because it's out there to read. And if you don't get into the light, then naturally you go on the emotional roller coaster ride of the dark side script, and all that is very, very valid. And it's nice to know what the dark side has planned for you. That's why people do psychic readings. I'm sure there's some positive events there, too, as much as negative ones, but really the light only is in the now, only works this moment. It has nothing to do with prophecies or anything else because it doesn't control your life. It allows you to be creative instantly and to use the divine source energy, which is who you are, in your heart's energy to your manifestations. Anything that's using the mind, which is New Age metaphysics, is not of the light. Because you're using mind energy, that will no longer be here during the ascension process. So the light energy, only working in the now, has no predictions into the future. Once you fully understand that, you'll see how much information you've been told by many, many people, and you finally will figure out that you've been fed, I won't say a pack of lies, but a lot of information that is going against who you really are, which is pure divine energy, going down the wrong path. So here we go, bringing more of you into your body. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Arms are feeling very good now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, now we're going to work with your neck. So if you have a neck condition, neck problem, a pinched nerve, maybe your neck's out of whack or something, maybe too much stress, we'll take away these energies here. Maybe these emotional bodies will bring to you all of their lifetimes of experience instantly. Kind of much like your past lives of who you are. And it'll bring in all this information at one time and can give you a lot of suffering. Because you're actually following their script and not your own. This is why sometimes when these are released, people have the freedom back and their aches and pains leave them. And even illnesses can leave them. This is much like having a cord released from you. So the same effect would be having a cord release versus having an entity release from you, too. Although an entity can make you do things where a cord will not. An energy cord is a psychic cord that people transmit through thought energy. Again, it's mind energy, New Age metaphysics. Mind control energy, same thing. Sorcery, witchcraft, they're all under the same umbrella, where you're taking your free will of mind and manipulating the energy for your own particular manifestation. You might call it your own good, but there's always something else paying the price for that. Like finding your parking place, forcing someone to get a psychic attack maybe, or information that they have to move their vehicle just so you can have the parking place. Here we go. Going to come back more into your neck with your spirit. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now we're going to be working on your whole head right now. So, again, just sit back and relax. I have here to do some past life healings. We'll do some sensory clearing here for people. Here we go. And just kind of think of maybe your head energy right now. You might feel these entities leaving you. There we go. And bringing more of your spirit into you right now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. The reason why I count numbers is because you have to command the energy. And this is how I do this process here. Next, we're going to be doing the chakra alignment. So we go to the six chakras. Start with the heart center where your spirit resides so you can have full frequency in your heart center. And that'll be activated first. So we're going to first reposition your heart center. Perfect. Throat. Oh, you have a good group tonight. Good. Throat chakra. Very good. Very, very good. Okay. Third eye. Good. Those feel fine. Going back down now to your solar plexus, power chakra, good. Second chakra feels great. First chakra. Wow, this is a really good group. Okay. If you wish, we can do a chakra opening. And that's up to you if you want it to be open larger than what it is. I normally go body with people. So here we go. I'll use the word spin to open up the chakras. So we'll go to the heart center first. So spin, 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 open. Throat chakra, spin, 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 open. And third eye, spin, 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 intuition, spin, 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 open. Going back down to your solar plexus now. Spin, open. Second chakra, spin, open. First chakra, spin, open. And next we'll do the mind to heart drop. So think of an elevator, 10th floor being your awakening consciousness, your mental body, your ego self, whatever word you want to call it there, the thoughts that control your life. And the first floor is your heart center. So we're going down now to do this connection. And this body, energetic body, has to surrender to your spirit and your heart center in order for it to come in. So think of an elevator, 10th floor, dropping down to the 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And one more time. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Wonderful. So I'll put some music on so you can have this wonderful experience connecting with your own spirit. This is your own divinity. This is the divine within you. It's not outside of yourself. Sample healing. We have a request here for the sensory clearing sample. So this is your past lives. Everybody has past lives who are here typically. Most people have been incarnated here for a long, long time, tens and thousands of years. So we're going to go to kind of decide how to do this one. We'll just do from current here, from the year 2000. We'll go back to 1900 and 1800. 1700, 1600, and 15. I'll go to 1400 here. So we're going to go from sixth chakra. Here we go. Year 2000. So from 2000 to current. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 1900s. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 1800s. Sixth. Oh boy, I'm yawning. Oh, there's trouble there. 1800. Sixth clear, fifth clear, fourth clear, third clear, second clear, first cleared. Remember, just keep sampling your body energy. 1700s. Sixth clear, fifth clear, fourth cleared. I'm getting like a pain in my stomach here. Maybe somebody got shot or something. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third clear, second clear, first cleared. I'm seeing like a pitchfork instead. Wow. Okay. 1600s. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And normally when I get events, they're all negative, unfortunately, which is why we're holding trauma. 1500, sixth clear, fifth clear, fourth cleared. Oh, man. See an ET abduction here, and I also see the year before was like a snake bite. So 1500, sixth clear, fifth clear, fourth cleared, third cleared, second clear, first cleared. And 1400, sixth clear, fifth clear, fourth cleared, third clear, second clear, first cleared. And I'm going to do the same clearing over again. I'd like you all to think of a problem that you're dealing with right now. It could be anything. It could be a physical pain in your body. It could be an illness. or even maybe a negative thought that you have that's reoccurring or a pattern. So just think of that right now, and we're going to release that if we can in these lifetimes here, okay? 2000, same process. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared, 1900. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared. Oh, man, I'm yawning. Well, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Someone's affected by this. 1800s. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 1700s. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, see a broken arm. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Look pretty bad. 1600, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 1500, getting shallow breath right now, so let me yawn here. Oh, man. Eyes are watering, so it's probably a drowning. 1500s, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared, and 1400. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Okay, I'll let you hear another song here and just kind of contemplate what we just went through and see if that has relieved some of your problems that you're dealing with or gives you a more of a clear thought to maybe what happened to you or if that's released from you. Anyone else have any sample healings they'd like to experience? I'll just wait for the fast chat to come up here. The most important thing that I do for everyone, if you can have this done, is your emotional clearing. It clears your spirit of traumas in this lifetime. It clears your emotional body and your physical body of these traumas also. Remember, it's very hard to heal when your spirit's wounded, which means that it's carrying judgment, which is emotions of trauma. I'm going to go from this point in time back to your last birthday. So here we go. 6th chakra cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Oh, boy. Okay. That's pretty heavy. Do this one again. 6th chakra cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Somebody has some stuff. Here we go again. Pretty dense. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Now we're going to go back 1 year. 6th cleared, 5th cleared. Boy, throat stuff. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Next, you're back. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. One more, you're back. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And one more year. 6th cleared, 5th cleared. Oh, man. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Might be somebody new on the program here. Since we do this most of the time, to have this much density here, it's kind of unusual. So that's good. We'll do a sample clearing of the feeling body. Remember, the feeling body is like icing on the cake if you've already had the emotional one. And some people live in their feelings more than they do in their emotions. Here we go. Same process from now to your last birthday. sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And next year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. And next we're going to do another clearing. And this is your sensory clearing. And the sensory body is how you input your senses. We have five senses here, and sometimes we can get sensory overloaded. Same process from now to your last birthday. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Got it again. Next year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And next year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Now we'll do a mental clearing. This is your mental body. This is much like defragmenting your home computer. Makes your thoughts a little easier to access, and it can take away mind chatter. That's what people normally tell me, that their mind is clear and they're not tormented by a bunch of words and phrases looping over and over again inside of their mind. Same process going back from now to your last birthday. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared.
Whoa.
Next year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And one more year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. Okay, these healings are probably about 80% completed. When I do your whole lifetime, then we go over the years many, many times, and they get completed 100%. But this will give you kind of an idea what these clearings do for you. They're instantaneous, and there's no processing involved in them typically whatsoever. I'm not saying that everybody doesn't have a process sometimes, but then I'd say 99% of the people will not process. But your body will go through what it needs to do to heal, because it's had blocked energy in it for so long that now it has a chance to heal itself. So you could feel a little tired afterwards, even after a few days. Now we're going to do another clearing here. I'm going to do a clearing for parallel lives. This is quite interesting. A lot of people have commented on this, how much they love this clearing. The parallel lives are not from the divine. It's the dark side holding you here. I imagine you're probably doing a lot of these lifetimes when you're sleeping, and your spirit goes to that lifetime, or many lifetimes. You could have 300 of these here, and it's doing what it can do to help an artificial body, artificial intelligent body. It's not created by the divine energy. Neither is the planet that it's on. So these are all fabrications. And so what happens is, if maybe you're there, and maybe you're in a hospital having a throat problem, maybe you have throat cancer or something, and as your spirit goes into that life trying to heal it, it brings back that same energy to you, and you could deal with that same problem in this lifetime, or could manifest from that because your spirit is not healed. So it's very important to get rid of these parallel lives. So here we go. Think of an issue again, like we did earlier with the sensory clearing, and just focus on it right now, what you may want to eliminate. We'll do five lifetimes here. Remember, you probably have 300 of them or so, but this will take care of five of those here. And these are still only about 80% completed. Tuning in to everybody right now. A lot of energy flowing. You may even feel it there, because the light ship has to come and actually take your spirit out of these lifetimes, disconnect everything. It's quite an elaborate process that the light ship is doing for you, even though it sounds like it's very quick, very fast down here. Here we go. So think of your issue, and I'm going to count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You're released from that lifetime. Lifetime number two, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Great. Number three, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number four lifetime, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And number five, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So your question could be, what's going to happen to these bodies? Well, it doesn't matter. They're not of the light, so whatever happens to them, they're still probably there. They're not going to disintegrate. They're just using your energy to, you know, to feed the dark side. So the energies of the bodies don't really need you, so they're probably still like clone energies, clone bodies, and they're just probably still existing. But you're not in that lifetime experiencing the negativity and the traumas and giving yourself away. So again, contemplate on this healing. And just see how you feel. Also be in that parallel lifetime. Another sample healing here, and I don't want to get into worms tonight, extraterrestrial beings here. Implants is a little heavy too. I'm sorry, TD. Pain body we can do. So here we go. Pain body is a nice healing. If you have any residual pain or pain any time in your lifetime, remember, if you didn't heal it, you still have the pain associated with you, even though you may not be experiencing it right now. Think of the time when you had it now, and we'll do a release here and see how this works for you. So sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. That was from now to your last birthday. And now we're going next to your back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next to your back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next to your back, for pain, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And one more year, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. Again, kind of just contemplate and see how your body is responding. See if you need this type of clearing and I'll let you experience this right now. Stay in your heart center and connect with your spirit, your true spiritual guidance. Have a request here about I now increase my life force energy, so this is very good for all of you. It's a little exercise that we can do together, and this you may want to do maybe three, 5 times a day. So I'll explain it to everybody. If you're new, this will be very interesting for you. If you've been on the line before, you're going to love doing this. So here we go. You want to put your hands together in front of you, kind of like you're doing a prayer, you know, your palms facing each other, in front of your heart center, and move your hands in very slowly, and you're going to feel at some point like an invisible ball or spring that you're compressing, okay? And when you feel that, it'll be probably body width or less, and it could be as little as 1 inch to as much as maybe 6 or 7 inches, but just move your hands in, and when you feel that tension there, what you're going to want to do then is an affirmation. So maybe I want to write this down, jot it down on a piece of paper. It's very simple, so you don't have to panic. I'll repeat it afterwards, which is, I now increase my life force energy. I now increase my life force energy. So what you want to do is, you don't want to move your hands back and forth, you know, a bunch of times. Just do it one time. So move your hands apart. Maybe go out about a foot more than what they were before when you started. And now say the affirmation, I now increase my life force energy. Now move your hands together, and you're going to realize that, lo and behold, your hands have this presence of energy, which is further apart now. So maybe it was 6 inches initially, now it might be 8 or 9. Now we'll say it again, and move your hands apart as you say it. I now increase my life force energy, and bring your hands in again. And then say it again. I now increase my life force energy as you're moving your hands out. And we'll do it in unison now. I think you got the hang of it. So here we go. I now increase my life force energy. Moving hands apart and coming in. I now increase my life force energy. Out. I now increase my life force energy. And sample. I now increase my life force energy. Sample again. I now increase my life force energy. 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 Wonderful. So your hands should be along, straight out alongside of you right now. If you say this about 20 times, you get more energy coming into your body because you're invoking your spirit into your body because that's your life force energy. If you really want to get plugged in and feel like you're floating, do it about 200 times. And like I said, do this probably, you know, maybe 5 times a day. You must say it out loud. Do it for about a week's time. And after you train your body, remember when you say it out loud, every cell of your body is communicating with that, with the command of what you're doing. If you do it in the mind only, then that's the mental plane. That's not going to help you out at all. You want to do it in the physical. That's why you say it out loud in the physical. And you could do this after you do it for about a week's time. You should be able to just move your hands out, and instantly you should be charged up fully within probably a half a second. So this is what you can do for yourself. It'll help you out immensely, and it'll get your spirit more connected with you. This is what this show is about, is to bring healing and to have you come more into your body with your divinity of who you are, into your heart center. And then your spirit from your heart goes into your whole body. We'll be doing a light ship healing tomorrow night. I also have a special conference call tomorrow. Very excited about this one here. What's happening is that we're having a four-hour special conference call. And the light ship is going to bring to us the ascension energies for 2008, 1 month at a time. And what you can do this two ways. You can do affirmations beforehand and insert those into certain months, whatever one feels right for you. Or you could just kind of sit back and relax and experience the energy and then do an affirmation. So it's just very, very wonderful, and just being in the energy is great. Then we also do water charging tomorrow with 7 containers of water. The time is 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, and it gets over 4 hours after that. And I have another conference call coming, another four-hour session, which will be on the 19th, 2 weeks after the one tomorrow. And this is the Ascension preparation. Both the calls, the fee is $60. If you're interested, just contact me, and I can give you the number to call in on. You need to send me a check or a money order. You can go to my website, creationlightshift.com, and go to the donation link on the left side and click on it. It'll give all the information. I think we're going to do one other healing here. And let me see what we can do for everyone here. Remember, these are all sample healings, and they're just to show you that the light ship can work this fast and that they have results instantly. Remember, this is the same light ship that Jesus used for his teachings of ascension 2,000 years ago and for his healings that he did to different people. So this is very wonderful to have him with us at this time. And since ascension is coming closer, this is why the light ship is here now. When it's going to happen, I have no idea. They're not willing to tell me. I'm just here to help people do healings. So the next healing that we're going to be doing is a healing that's going to heal your spirit. This is another healing that I do for people. And we're going to go back again 5 years. So we're going to go now to your last birthday. This is a special healing to release negativity from your spirit. And this is more trauma, and it gets into more depth of your spirit. So it's far beyond just the emotional clearing. Here we go. 6th chakra cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. One more year back for your spirit clearing and healing. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Next year back, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 4th year back, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And the last one here, 5 years back, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, and 1st cleared. Wonderful. Okay, just sit back and relax and just see how you feel. You should have a little more energy now, and you should have the presence of more of your spirit with you. Remember, communicate with your spirit in your heart center. This is where you want to be always, is staying in your heart to do your manifestations using divine energy of love versus the controlling energy of the mind. Well, we have a request for water charging, so we could do that this evening. So everybody get a glass of water, and we'll do a water charging probably in a couple minutes here. We're going to bring in the dolphin energy into the light beam. So as you get in your water, you may feel the energy in your whole room change with dolphin energy. So here comes the dolphin. So stronger, 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 stronger. Oh, they feel wonderful. Stronger. There's three dolphins with everyone. Stronger, 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 and stronger. So as you get in your water, what we have on Wednesday nights, the cost is $60 for the whole month, and we do water charging once a week. You get 7 containers of water, so you have actually 4 weeks of water. And the light beings on the light ship that normally swim in water, which are like the turtles and the dolphins and the whales, and there's golden whales there, and there's special water beings that charge water. There's quite a few of them. There's beautiful swans. And they come in and they charge the water for you. So we normally take, most people get a gallon of water because they use the extra water in their bathtub. And the water charging takes probably a good 5 minutes to do, where on these calls here it's only about 15 seconds. So as we charge the water up, you're able to actually feel the beams coming through you, connecting from your heart into your arms, into your fingertips, much like the process tonight. And when you drink the water, you actually can sense, feel those particular individual beings that are charging the water for you. And there's one per day. So like one day could be the dolphins, next day could be the swans, next day could be, we had some elephants once that are in the water. That was quite interesting. We had some white polar bears. And these are all energies that normally relate to us down here in 3D. Although they're in their light being status, means that they're completely 100% spirit energy of the light. And when you do drink your water, the water is energized by them, and they stay with you during that day. And what most people do after they have their water during the whole day, each day you have to drink in concession. So you drink water container number one first, then number two the next day, number three the next day after that, and they have special light codes in them. And these water beings are actually with you as you drink the water. So I've had a lot of experience with people emailing me on different experiences. Some people say that their water container created bubbles. Mind you that these are factory sealed water bottles of spring water, so there's actually no air in them. One person had a bubble in the bottom of their water the size of a quarter. And then they poured the water into a glass, and all of a sudden, lo and behold, that same bubble turned up in the bottom of their glass. So that kind of shocked them. They were kind of amazed. And then they got their second glass of water, and the same bubble appeared in that. So they were quite fascinated, to say the least. But the water normally always tastes different. Each day it'll taste different, and it's designed just for you, not for anybody else, just for you. So here we go. Take your glass of water, and I'm getting mine right now, and put it in front of you. Put one hand on each side of it, and the dolphins are now going to charge your water for you. So they're connecting right now. You may start to feel that dolphin energy in your heart center. Remember, the light ship only works with the heart, never with the mind. And you may feel the energy going down your arms, out your fingertips, out your palm chakras. And some people can actually see light coming off of their fingertips. And it's feeling very good to me. I'm being told about 15 more seconds. You might feel a little more joyous because the dolphins are very playful. Okay, they're done. So take your glass of water now and have a sip of it and just see how it tastes for you. I'm going to have mine right now. Mine is very sweet this time, and it's always very fluid. What you're going to find that when you have this water, once it goes into your mouth, your body automatically wants it desperately, and it swallows it. For some water, as you may know, like with chlorine in it, your body takes it in and doesn't really want to swallow what it has to, so it does. And I've had people comment that the chlorine has been removed out of the water also. So this is one thing that we do on Wednesday nights. We have an hour and a half call. The first half an hour is for healing. And the last, we'll say 45 minutes of that call is for water charging. And then after that, we have the BBS radio program. So if you're interested in having a wonderful healing session with water, this is what I'd recommend getting on. It's very, very affordable. And most people will just buy, gallon containers of spring water. And they get seven of them, and they're ready to go for the whole week. And if you have any extra, like I said, you can do a sponge bath with it. If you don't have a bathtub, you can put it into a foot bath or a bathtub. You may even want to do it with the rest of your water if you didn't drink all of it tonight. But you don't want to boil it or freeze it or add anything to it. It's already designed just perfectly for you. So our time is coming to a close here. I think we'll just leave the dolphins with everybody. So we'll increase their energies here. And like I said, if you want to get on the conference call tomorrow, it starts at 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. The cost is $60. You can just send me a check or money order. And just contact me. Even tomorrow will be fine. I can give you the call-in number and the PIN. So here comes the Dolphin Stronger. Remember, stay in your heart. And hope you have some wonderful healings tonight. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And the toll-free number is very catchy. I was trying to figure out what to use initially about 3 years ago. So I decided to go to 1-877-ET-HEALS. So it's very easy to remember. And when you call me, go ahead or just give me an email either way. And we'll connect with you and give you the numbers for tomorrow's call. It's going to be very, very exciting. So blessings to all of you. And enjoy your water and enjoy the dolphins. So see you later. We'll be on tomorrow night, same time. And we'll be going to the lightship tomorrow afternoon, evening, during the process here. And it may be early morning for some people. So anyway, blessings to all of you. Goodbye.